This is NPR.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice yesterday defended the U.S.-sponsored Middle East peace conference to be held next week, saying it could produce real results. The goal is to create a functioning Palestinian state, something that has eluded many U.S. presidents. The Bush administration will try to close an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal before President Bush's term expires. Here's what Secretary Rice said yesterday.
The parties have said that they are going to make efforts to conclude it in this president's term. No secret that means about a year. Nobody can guarantee that. All you can do is make your best effort.
But Rice did argue that one day before the conference already, she tried to hail the conference as a success because Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed to launch peace talks with a common goal of creating a Palestinian state by January 2009. The conference will take place next week in Annapolis, Maryland. And the date is set. New Hampshire will hold its U.S. presidential primary on January 8th, 5 days after the Iowa caucuses. State officials made the announcement yesterday. It ended months of speculation that New Hampshire might push its primary into December to retain its traditional spot as first in the line of presidential primaries to be held across the U.S. next year. The January 8th date is the earliest ever for the New Hampshire poll, which has often had a heavy influence on presidential races. And animation star Shrek and Hello Kitty Super Cutie will be making their inflatable debut appearance today in the 81st annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The festivities kicked off last night near Central Park, where parade workers inflated 11 giant helium balloons. But as NPR Scott Horsley explains, that same helium has yet another journey when the parade is over.
Faced with a worldwide shortage of helium, the company that supplies the gas to Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has come up with a novel recycling plan. Steve Penn of the Lindy Group says his company's been inflating the parade's balloons for 13 years now. This is the first time they've tried to get the gas back out. They'll use a device not unlike a vacuum cleaner.
We put the end of the hose into the balloon, turn on the vacuum cleaner, and gently pull the helium out. We will take it back across the Hudson River to a facility of ours in New Jersey, where we will purify it and then supply it to the rest of our customer base.
Customers are using more and more helium for industrial purposes and things like cooling magnets in MRI machines. Supplies have not kept pace, and that's led to rising prices and, in some cases, rationing.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. Some 10,000 people will march in this year's parade, including 2,000 cheerleaders, 800 clowns, and the star of the show, of course, Santa Claus. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike.
Hello Kitty Super Cutie?
Super Cutie.
How much cuter can Hello Kitty get?
Super cute.
We've gone as cute as we've gone. We can't go no more cute, Captain. At some point, it's the 360-degree rule. It goes from cute to extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
And calculated.
I know.
You want a little inside gossip on that Scott Horsley piece?
Totally.
Okay. So Robert Smith, who you might know as the guy who sat in on Luke Burbank's seat a couple days ago, NPR reporter, was talking to Scott, and Robert said, oh, you're doing the helium story. You got to do the really high voice.
Of course. Helium. You have to talk in a high, squeaky voice.
So Scott says, here, listen to this. And the guy from the Helium Society or whatever plays him a clip that says, one request we have is, could you not do that really high voice? It's kind of cliched and awful dangerous. So there it is.
There it is, the inside scoop behind the curtain.
Oh, I got all the gossip.